Did you know the coast of the United States is ringed by barrier islands? Barrier islands help guard the mainland coast from the direct attack of storms. The park you are visiting, Padre Island National Seashore, is the longest section of undeveloped barrier island in the world. The seashore stretches 65.5 miles along the South Texas coast and contains a colorful history, dynamic ecosystem, and rich species diversity. Let me share a few tidbits about the park with you. You may be familiar with the famous Spanish sailing ships bringing treasure from the New World back to Spain, or of the great pirate battles on the high seas. Legends tell of vast fortunes of gold and silver lost at sea during those times, rumored to be buried in the sand of Padre Island. Had you lived here long ago, you would have come in contact with the nomadic Native American tribes, or Spanish troops, or been a part of the large cattle ranches that at one time called the seashore home. President John F. Kennedy signed a bill in 1962 that established Padre Island National Seashore as a place where the land and the seashore are to be preserved in its natural state. The island is undeveloped, and during your visit, you may feel like you've stepped back into the past. If you have visited any of the other federal or state-managed beaches in the United States, you will recognize that the miles of wilderness beach at Padre Island differ greatly from all of them. If you explore the beach, you will find undeveloped coastline of sand and shell, windswept dunes, wild landscapes of grasslands and tidal flats, and feel the warm Gulf of Mexico waters. Don't let the mild nature of the waves fool you, though. During tropical storms and hurricanes, the waves can become a violent battering force upon the shore. The species diversity of Padre Island includes both terrestrial and marine wildlife. Walking along the beach, you may see birds such as the laughing gull or the sandpiper. In the grasslands, keep your eyes open for coyotes and black-tailed jackrabbits. The park is also home to 5 of the world's 7 species of sea turtles. There are many ways you can enjoy the park. You are encouraged to drive and hike along the scenic roads and sandy beaches with views of grasslands and dunes. And of course, there's sunbathing, swimming, and fishing along the beach. You could also enjoy the water with boating, water skiing, or windsurfing. We do remind you that while you're at Padre Island, please be courteous of the other visitors, the landscape, and the wildlife, so everyone who visits, now and in the future, may enjoy this beautiful park.